Today, again, the Epiphany of the Lord. The day when the world knew that God was in our midst because he had just been born a child. This far, only Mary, Joseph, and the shepherds knew about the child. Now, all the nations, represented in the three magi from the east, get to learn the good news of God's birth on the earth. The gospel says that when the three magi arrived and saw the child God, they prostrated themselves, did him homage, and then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. These actions taking place here are important to notice and to learn from. Again, in front of the child God, the Magi first worshiped him, and then they opened their treasures and offered these to the child. When we come to church, we too are in front of God, as much as the three magi were in front of God when they saw the child Jesus. Same thing. Now, like the magi, we are invited to worship God here in church and to do him homage, and also to open our treasures and offer these to him. There are certain movements at Mass that help us remember that we have come here to worship God. We bow our heads or genuflect to the tabernacle when we enter the church. Some kneel and pray when they arrive to the pew before Mass begins. During Mass, we kneel again as soon as the bells ring, announcing the entrance of God into space and time as he becomes bread and wine on the altar. And these postures, these bodily gestures, are all meant to help us remember again that we have come here to worship the one true God. And it is the hope that where our body goes in adoration, the heart may follow as well. The three magi, after having worshiped God, they also offered him their treasures. Worship led the Magi to give their treasures, their very best, to the Lord. In the same way, worship should lead us to give and to offer God our best. We might not have gold, frankincense, or myrrh, but we certainly have time, resources, skills, to name just a few of the gifts that we have received from God. There are certain times at Mass that teach us to do that, to give. One that is obvious is when we pass the collection basket around asking for a free will offering. There is also a second moment, and that is during the presentation of the gifts. After the creed and the petitions, the priest goes down to receive the gifts from the people. At that time, we give the priest bread and wine, and we also are invited to give him in that paten with bread, in that cruet with that little pour of wine. We are invited to give the priest and then to God our very own lives, our very best. And after the priest has received these gifts, he then goes up to the altar and offers what he has received from the people to God, raising the bread and the cup with the wine, and with these two, the lives of all the present in church. So, like the three magi at Mass, we worship God and then are asked to give, to offer God our treasures. God, in turn, gives us a gift far greater than anything we can offer him, the gift of his Son Jesus, made flesh, made bread, for us to eat and live.